Hi, this is Joel Griffin, editor of SecurityInfoWatch.com, and thanks for listening to this episode of SIW Radio. Today we're going to be speaking with Dr. Bob Banerjee, Senior Director of Training and Development for NICE Systems Security Division, about a concept he recently wrote about that could be used to enhance security in K-12 schools. And Bob, first off, you recently shared with us this simple but innovative concept around gunshot detection in K-12 schools. Where did that come from, and can you elaborate on it a bit?
Hi, Joel. Yes, the idea really came from a workshop I did recently where I was talking to a number of system integrators about PSIM and situation management, you know, the physical security information management for handling incidents. And one of the integrators said, well, Bob, this is all very well and good. I understand how once you know that something has happened, you can manage the incident well. But what if, for example, in the case of a school shooting, a K-12 shooting, how is a PSIM going to help reduce the impact of the incident? And I thought to myself, you know, you're right. If I, as a bad guy, can walk in through the front entrance, piggybacking through some nice old lady that happens to be walking to the front entrance into the lobby, they're not going to stop me walking into the school, and I could easily pull out a gun and shoot the lovely people manning the front desk, in which case, like a lot of these things, Joel, you can't actually, even if you spend millions, and you don't have the budget to spend millions, there's only so much you can do to stop a gun from being fired on somebody. So what I thought was, if you can't really stop it from being fired, what can you do in terms of saving everyone else? And the trick is to quickly detect that something bad has happened and to propagate that knowledge throughout the school and throughout the district and to the parents and to the mass notification. Now, the problem we face in K-12 is that there's basically no budget. I mean, there's hardly enough budget for the basic items, let alone sophisticated security. And something like gunshot detection costs in the order of many tens of thousands to well over 100,000. And even then, they're predominantly designed for outdoor. So then what the integrator posed me was a challenge of how could you do something that's good enough for detecting a very loud sound in, say, a reception area, lobby area of a school, and have that detector be able to propagate that alarm out so that it could usefully tell the rest of the people in the school and the school district to, now, first of all, do a lockdown, hide in place, follow the drills that you've all done so many times, as well as notify local law enforcement. And that's where I came up with the idea of simply using an IP camera. There are many of them around. An IP camera with a built-in microphone, it basically acts as a glorified baby monitor where you set the sensitivity and the threshold. And then when it gets crossed, remember that a gunshot in a closed room is just crazy amounts louder than shouting or screaming or anything. So we can easily detect and distinguish between a gunshot and normal sound. And use the camera then to notify other things.
Bob, how can you be sure that the solution would work, and how do you address things like false alarms and things along those lines?
Well, with anything that's sensor-based, you can't guarantee it's going to work based on paper. You have to... Well, what I did was rather than hoping it would work, I just tested it. So I went into a facility, and I used one of those target pistols, one of those for starter guns, and I fired that, which is obviously safe to do. And I just had a camera sitting on a chair in the corridor. I didn't even bother mounting it, and I had the camera connected to my laptop with a crossover cable, so I could see if the alarm was tripping properly. And I moved in different parts of the room, different parts of the corridor, and tweak the settings until it behaved exactly the way I wanted. And so you know it's going to work because you test it. And then the challenge becomes, how do you notify other people that it's actually that something bad is happening. You can use the relay output from a camera. You can use an SNMP trap if the school district IT department has a way of reading that. You can use emailing out. You can use texting out. There are so many ways to get an alarm. But the worst, probably the worst way, is to have the camera tell the recorder that, hey, I think a gun has been shot. The reason that's bad is because 99% of the school CCTV systems are not being monitored. So you have to have a more direct way of notifying, and there are mechanisms for that.
Cameras have obviously had audio capabilities for a while now. You know, why hasn't someone thought of doing this before?
I actually suspect that they have. But what's different is that an organization like yours hasn't made it a priority. So what we're talking about here is typically a $400 camera with a relay output is probably a good enough very loud sound detector. Let's call it a gunshot detector, although it's not going to be licensed as such. So people may have done it around the world already today, but they haven't gone public with selling it as such. There probably are legal ramifications with selling something as, hey, here's a box, open it up, install it, it's your gunshot detector. You probably can't do that because there are all kinds of regulations and will it do what it needs to, which is why you have to come back to, is it good enough? And there's lots of things that we buy and sell that are good enough for an application but are not sold as such.
What do you think are some of the obstacles blocking the way to the acceptance of using this solution that you've talked about throughout the nation?
Some of the obstacles I've come across already exist in some schools where they say, we don't want people watching what our people are doing. And so in a reception area, they're complaining that, we don't want a camera looking over our shoulders, seeing everything we're doing. Now, this doesn't matter. For some schools, they're just not going to accept that there should be any level of invasion of privacy, any security. At other schools, they have hundreds or thousands of cameras. It's a different culture in different schools, their attitude to risk and their attitude to invasion of privacy. So some schools just won't accept a camera, full stop, because they don't want anybody watching. Other schools, I've noticed, said, okay, you can have video, but we don't want anyone listening to our conversations in the reception area. And the solution to both of these actually was, my solution to the schools was put the lens cap on the camera. In other words, you're only using the audio, so you're not looking at any video. You're not even recording any video. Just put the lens cap on, or if it's a separate lens for the camera, Don't even buy a lens and put it on the camera. Just close it up and use the inbuilt microphone. With regards to the threat of people listening to the audio or recording the audio, don't do it. Have the intelligence built into the camera where it's not recording the audio, it's just listening to it, and then generates an alarm as soon as the audio reaches a certain threshold. And if you're even worried about people hacking into the camera, don't have it on the network. Simply have an IP camera with no network connection and use the relay output, in which case it's nothing more than an intelligent microphone connected to, for example, your intrusion panel. You're really dumbing it down. You're just using it as a loud sound detector.
And do you see any other markets, vertical markets, where this could be a plausible solution?
Well, the thing about gunshot detection is because it costs so many tens or hundreds of thousands of dollars, most organizations say either we're going to do it properly or we're not going to do it at all, which is why you hardly hear of any gunshot detection anywhere in any facilities, whether you're a pharmaceutical, whether you're a corrections facility, you're a casino, a school. Nobody's got that kind of money. But I don't see why it shouldn't be used in other verticals. The only challenge is that you have to be a little bit careful. For example, I recommended that ideally you wouldn't put a camera in a gymnasium at a school gym, because maybe with the really high-pitched screaming and with the reverberation in the room, maybe as balls and other artifacts hit the camera, maybe it could create enough of a shockwave that is close enough to a gun. So I would rather put it in entryways, reception areas, typically those portals where the public come into a controlled area. Put it there so that if a bad guy tries to break through the perimeter to get into a facility through the door, they're going to have to fire a shot at that point. At least catch them there. And for $400, I don't know why you wouldn't do that.
And what kind of technical expertise is required to set something like this up?
Well, that's a good thing. That's the thing I'm particularly proud of about this kind of solution, is that you're talking about an IP camera, but it doesn't have to be on the network. You're not even necessarily recording any video. You don't even have a recorder. You don't have an embedded SD card if you don't want to. All you're talking about is a couple of lines of code that say when the audio level crosses this threshold, trigger the relay output. And if you do it at that level of sophistication, anybody that's installed any camera on any DVR is already way overqualified for this. The only other expertise you need is to have a gun with blanks or a starter pistol to fire. And I would recommend, as I have to other schools, engaging with local enforcement. For example, my local school district meet monthly with medical, fire, and police every single month, and they discuss what they're going to do, and they discuss progress. And the idea is to work with local law enforcement. So they come in with guns, with blanks, and they fire some shots to make sure it works, it doesn't have any false alarms, except for maybe when a fire alarm goes off, in which case you might get a false alarm. But otherwise, yeah, I would recommend working with local law enforcement on that. But yes, it doesn't require, it's not rocket science. That's the beauty of it.
All right. Well, thank you for coming on today's program and explaining this new concept, Bob. Appreciate it.
Thank you. I really appreciate you going out of your way to try and get this message out to the schools in our nation, because it is a real problem, and it's such a severe problem that everyone knows that they need to do something about it, but they're not willing to pay the thousands of dollars that is required to actually put in a proper solution. So that means we do nothing about it, and something has to be better than nothing. Thank you.